Congratulations, everybody.
Thank you so much.
You know what?
It's been a long road.
We all worked hard.
Yeah, but not like me.
We're still working for a long time.
For a long time. 1.5 million subscribers.
Damn right.
Wow.
And 1,000 videos.
And they lined up together.
Yeah. Right at the same kind of time? Day or two?
Around there, yeah.
Roughish.
1,000 videos.
That's insane to me.
That's a lot of shit. And it's even more than that. It's only 1,000 videos on this channel.
Right, but still. Yeah. But this channel, like, I remember when it was birthed.
Right.
Recent past.
In what, 2014?
Three and a half years?
That was when we moved to this office.
Oh, gotcha.
We have dates beyond that where we were still trying to
I made a necklace out of the umbilical cord.
Gross.
Yep.
No one should ever do that.
Would you eat if you had a if you had a kid? I think some cultures they eat the umbilical
cord. Would you eat
cord.
The kid?
Oh, fuck no.
Or the placenta? That's another thing.
Fuck all it. No. Like,
interesting. People gross. Grill that shit.
It's a good transition.
Yeah, that's like weird superstition stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
That's gonna be so hip someday in the food scene.
I mean, if you're starving, maybe.
There's supposed
to
be
starving, of course.
All the good things in it, like beyond good. All the nutrients.
You know what? I'm good. I don't need.
Yeah,
that.
I don't.
I'm
never gonna I'm fine. Eat a placenta. In my
I don't
life.
Even exercise.
I'll do a salad. Right? Yes. You know, it's like a salad's still an option. I don't want placenta in my fucking diet. I'm
take
good.
The salad.
Yeah.
But,
so
thank you everyone for
thank you.
Getting
That's
us
great.
To this.
And Thick's not here, so it's even better.
Yay!
I think it's great because I've been wanting to talk about Thick.
All right. So,
well, he's not here, so he can't defend himself.
Right.
Thick's working on a music video.
Yeah,
right
he
now.
Is. I'm excited about that.
He is. He's a good dude. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I got.
All right. So anyway.
Yeah.
We have comments.
We got mad at him. Well, can't say anything.
Don't say anything.
Yeah. Can't say anything. So all right, we got mad on Tuesday.
You'll see.
We got it recorded.
Tuesday. Oh shit.
Yeah, don't you can't even say anything. Oh, yeah, move on.
What are you
back
talking?
To placenta
oh,
talk.
Yes.
Yeah, let's get back to that sweet placenta.
All right, so who wants to go first?
Sweet.
I'll kick it off.
Go.
Yes,
go.
Kick it off.
I like it.
I'm going to go last.
Okay.
Perfect. I'm feeling a good vibe.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. This seems like an appropriate one.
Because of the rapture's coming.
This was on the Alpha Karma video.
Sorry, I want to talk about the rapture now. Before we started talking... Well,
let me do this one comment, and then we can talk about the rapture.
All right, yeah,
this will
to
segue
rapture.
Into it. Perfectly.
This comment's from K.E., and it says, was this their 100th video?
What? You fucked up, K.E.
He might have just missed a zero.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure he missed a zero.
Right. I thought it was appropriate, though.
Yeah.
It's funny.
We're getting close.
Zero makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If it's on the left of the comma or the decimal.
It's actually a big difference.
On
yeah,
both
exactly.
sides,
on
huh?
On both sides, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's a little difference over there.
Right. So can we talk about the rapture now?
Yeah.
You really want to get into the rapture.
Well, no, you were just saying how the rapture is, what do you think of when
well,
you think
this
of the
is
rapture?
Well, this is how this started.
All right.
We were talking about the grocery store down the street. There's man, there's this lady there. She is sweet as she can be.
Yeah, I love her.
She has all these like angel and butterfly brooches on her shirt, and she's retiring. And a customer in front of me was talking to her, said, well, you're not going to be working now. You're not going to have a reason to get all prettied up. And she goes, oh, I'm still going to get pretty up because you never know when the Lord's coming.
See, I don't...
Like she's getting dressed up every day, getting ready for the rapture.
I don't...
Right.
And then I said, it's like, well, you don't have to get dressed up for the rapture because you go naked, right?
You'd be naked.
Yeah. And that's just what I...
And
that's
we
just
don't
the
know.
Bullshit.
Right.
That's just the shit
How's
I've seen
work?
In movies when it's always, it's the rapture. And it's like, okay. And then like everyone like floats up to the sky naked.
But it could be this, like Jesus shows up and is like, okay, everyone, Old Navy over here. People wearing H&M over here.
Dallas. Like, first the umbilical thing. And
yeah, no, I'm going out there.
I don't think Jesus would be like picking
Of course he wouldn't.
Brand.
That's what I think is... It's funny to picture.
Yeah. I just picture, like, is the announcement made? Like, how do you get undressed? Does it just happen? Does it just... And you said that's not how the rapture works.
Right.
Because you've got
Simon
the...
Simon knows
like,
how
the rapture
but
works.
But I really don't. But I just think that you're thinking of... what was the world or the place that had all the forbidden
Eden?
Sexual... No. Forbidden
no, the,
sexual
oh, oh,
shit.
Oh, where, with the
Yeah, and there was a rapture then, I think.
There was a rapture.
From remembering,
then?
Wait,
from
what? Do we have the answer?
All the orgies and the...
Is the rapture only the end of the world?
I thought you were the expert.
Know. I don't know either. I thought I did. I don't know shit.
I remember learning a little bit about it, like when I was in I grew up Methodist,
Yeah, but the ra-
but
then
it's been so long.
Okay.
Somebody in the comments can probably really let us know what happens with the rapture.
I think it varies also.
When is it happening? Is it soon?
Yeah, I think
there's a countdown clock.
Is it coming? In the Bible,
you know when it's coming? I know when. When we just get to the point where things are really going good for us. That's when the shit's
at 2 million, million subscriber rapture
It'll be
party.
Right before those Teslas come out.
Right.
And we'll never get to see them.
We achieve world peace. Hey guys, rapture time.
So between April and June.
Everyone get naked.
We just got our mess together.
I'm supposed to get a Tesla.
And yeah, I said that'd be a funny skit where Jesus shows back up and it's like, yeah, hello everybody, it's the rapture. I need you all to undress. Like, would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would.
Oh, yeah.
I would have questions.
I would have to be
well, it's not
sure
that big
that
a deal.
I knew it was him.
Yeah, why would it be?
Yeah, and being naked's not a big deal.
If you knew it was him. So,
yeah, if I knew it was him, I'd be like, yeah,
well,
the guy
floating.
Just came back.
Okay, yeah. This guy's floating. He's glowing. It's like, all right. Well, see, my first question is like, is this David Blaine? Is this some fucked up prank show I'm on?
Exactly.
Yeah,
so my mind
just
goes
for
there.
Well,
it's like, yeah.
I wouldn't take it. I'd wait a little bit.
I just bought this shirt.
Yeah. Also, I don't want to get naked in front of all these people. Like, what if you're in the middle of a mall?
Well, if a lot of people, people are doing it, I'd almost feel awkward not to.
Yeah, that's you're only got with clothes on, you look silly.
Yeah.
I mean, God, you'd be lucky to be on a nude beach that day, right?
You're already ready.
Like, hey! Yeah.
Or in the
no
shower?
Worries.
It
Let's
would
go.
Be. Yeah, if Jesus showed up at the Orange Julius.
What's that?
It's an ice cream place.
No, it's a smoothie place.
Okay, but
smoothie.
It's cold.
It's always in malls.
Cold, mushy sweetness.
Yeah, no, it's not good for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. So there's your rapture 101.
There's fruit in there.
Yeah, learn nothing. You're welcome.
You want my next comment?
Sure.
The comment's from Guile German. Guile German. I was just playing Subnautica when I heard a dialogue from you guys. When did you guys do that?
That was, I don't know, a couple months ago?
Yeah.
We recorded it.
And I've not played the game since. It just the update came out
You've
today,
never played the
yesterday?
Game.
Yeah,
well, it's not played
no,
it with that
Well, I got super secret access to the final build, but the final build doesn't release until Tuesday. Which when does this come out? This will come out Thursday, right? This audio.
Yeah.
So 2 days ago from when this audio hits YouTube, Subnautica will have been released. And yes, Sneebs and I's voices in it.
Mm-hmm. And so you're able to play now and record early.
Yeah, they sent me like the dev team. Like, I guess they sent a lot of YouTubers, like, the code for, like, hey, here's, you know. So, because when Tuesday hits, it's like, you know, hey, talk about the game, please. Get more people talking about the game. I mean, and we're not going to get to the end right away because our series is so much more, like, story-based. But I'm sure there's going to be a lot of YouTubers, like, ICP or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, he's probably going to be talking about the ending to the game, yada, yada, yada.
I like that at least they gave you when did you get the code?
Yesterday.
So at least they give you like a week, like when we deal with like EA capture events or whatever, like, okay, your video can come out tomorrow, but the game comes out the following day. You're like,
yeah, you have no time.
Right.
Really.
Yeah. No, time is always valuable to content creators.
Yeah.
Of like, yeah, give us, you know, at least for us. I mean, that's the thing. Some content creators aren't like that. It's just like, okay, I can get an hour of footage. I'll cut it down to 30 minutes and upload it real quick. I'm fine. But I mean, we're so much more.
It's a little different.
We like to tighten our stuff before we put it out there. So we're a different beast than a lot of YouTubers.
Yeah.
So excited about that. Subnautica will be coming back very soon. We'll be recording next week, hopefully.
Yeah, we should record next week.
I feel like I haven't been in that forever.
Well, you're going to be.
Well, yeah. None of us have.
Well, I know, but I mean, I feel like I've been underused.
There's a lot of twists and turns coming. Well, underused, I mean, come on, pizza guy, come on.
I know, seriously, both of us, we should be in that every single episode. Yeah. We'll have the pizza guy show up.
Well, I think he's working there now. God, I need to go back and watch it to make sure the story lines up.
Yeah, how does this work?
Yeah.
All kinds of continuity problems.
Yeah, it's
well, I don't want to spoil the way we're going to play it, but I think we'll play it in a way where basically time has passed.
Right.
So, yeah, like when the audience jumps back in, it'd be like, you know, we're jumping back in too. It's been a while.
Yeah. The rapture's happened. Everyone's naked.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. It's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
placentas are on salads.
Since we're on the topic of Subnautica, I had a Subnautica comment. I just want to go ahead and read
it
fast. So I'm jumping ahead of you, Neebs. It says, hey, not to beat Thick's dead unicorn. Just wondering if you guys are going to revisit Subnautica now that the game has been fully released. Thanks for all the good content. That was a comment from Divine Neighbors. And obviously the answer is yes.
Yes.
And I wanted to talk about it, but you already brought it up. So.
Yep.
So we did.
We did.
Anybody else got Subnautica comments you want to get out of the way?
It's coming soon.
On my Human Fall Flat that came out Tuesday. The water one. I think 2 out of 3 comments in the comment section were Subnautica related.
Yeah. It's like, we know.
And I got, like, I was annoyed by it.
We know.
It annoyed
me.
You
were annoyed, yeah.
It pissed me off. I'm like, let's focus on the video here. Yeah. And how bad this Row, Row, Row Your Boat song is.
Yeah. I'm gonna do it now. Just,
oh, man,
just
that
for,
was horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
It was,
a weird
it was not.
It was horrible.
It was on the fence of horrible.
I did not mind it.
I didn't either.
You didn't mind it.
And here it is.
Well, you keep trying to start a kid's channel.
No. I just, it didn't bug me, but I might have been drinking.
I don't think it was horrible. Gotcha. I slightly regret it, but I don't think
it was
horrible.
The singing over the talking was really hard.
It wasn't that.
Yeah, I think because they had the vocals.
It wasn't that bad.
If it had just been Row, Row, Row Your Boat instrumental, I think it would have been fine.
Yeah, well, I couldn't
find the singing was like, it was distracting.
It wasn't that bad.
It went way too long.
You have to have a brain that can separate layers.
I see how he takes it, though.
Yeah,
I
get so defensive.
He's really good at feedback.
It wasn't bad. You're wrong. Screw you.
Well,
he's like the Donald Trump of Neebs Gaming.
No, I'm not, because like
yes. No, I'm not.
I'm definitely not. Like, no, the other night, I remember you heard a metal song, and the guy went into the roar, and you're like, well, that sucks. And I'm like, not necessarily. A lot of people like that music. So it's all a matter
of opinion. Oh, it is certainly subjective.
Yeah,
you
no, that's true.
What I was going to put there was the...
Some more singing over talking.
More singing, yeah, because it was
yeah,
topical.
That's the thing that's distracting. Well, the singing over the talking.
But, what's your next comment?
Let's move on, damn it.
The comment's from Andre Engteel. Says, keep up the good stuff. Just bought... This is 7 Days to Die. Did I say that?
You did now.
Night Patrol, still. Andre, just bought the game and found your channel, and now the whole family watches you guys. Fans from way up northern Ontario, Canada.
Yeah. We need some more Canadian fans, so that's great news.
Well, it's cold up there right now, so I could see you staying in with the family and playing video games.
It's cold
all day
right here
being
right
a thing
now.
To do. Yeah, it is cold here.
I'm always curious how people find us.
Yeah.
Like, I like when I meet people, I like hearing that story. Like, where were you? What were you doing? Some people were like in boot camp with their buddies or something. Watching Battlefield Friends, and some people like
they wouldn't.
Well, yeah, once they have some free time, like after boot camp or pre boot camp,
sure, before they ever went to boot camp.
But a lot of people are like
post
like just hanging out there, like friends.
I might go to boot camp someday.
You hear a lot of like barracks stories. We were in our barracks, and my buddy showed me this, and we watched it all through our tour of wherever we were.
Yeah.
But Andre just recently, you know, this is way after Battlefield Friends on 7 Days to Die, which we didn't even play. Last year. I like those stories.
It's great. I got one of my comments is like, I almost want to just go to it right
now.
We're
just all over the place. Yeah. This is crazy.
I like it.
Crazy day.
It's from Sex Pizza. Great name.
I like it.
It's funny that you guys mentioned doing a DNA supercut. I've been working on making a personal one to shop around to my friends and get them into the Hank and Jed and Neebs Gaming stuff. Is there a way I can send you guys the file to cut down on the work you have to do? And it just made me think, there are going to be people, because of Sex Pizza, there are going to be people who say, oh, the first time I got introduced to you guys was a friend of mine who was nuts, and he made this whole
supercut.
Yeah, supercut
here, just watch this real quick.
Yeah, which is great.
I don't understand.
Mean, like, how amazing is Sex Pizza?
Yep, super amazing.
That's like phenomenal. We have community
if
that.
If you want to do something like that, that is awesome.
Yeah, and is there a way that we can?
Well, no, I have all the files on my computer. All
right. So I mean, putting them together, it doesn't even matter. So yeah
we can string them together. It's not that.
Yeah, that's simple. Anyway,
so thanks for the offer. And do show your friends.
Thanks, Sex Pizza.
Thanks for taking away our ad revenue, you piece of shit.
Two great things together.
And we were talking about.
No one heard me.
I did. Okay. What a loser.
Simon kept talking.
Sorry, no, but we were talking about how some people discover us.
Yeah, how people discover us, yeah.
Evan Drail said, once I was grounded and the only thing I could do was go on YouTube and I found you guys, best grounding of my life. Please put this in the next comment.
What kind of
grounding is that? I don't understand.
You're grounded.
Yeah, go into your room and play video games.
Watch
video.
I don't
want to see your
YouTube's
face.
YouTube's like one of the first things to go.
But anyway, Evan. Cheers, Evan.
Cheers.
These two comments.
Yeah.
Flowing anything flow into somebody else's
comments?
No,
I'm not gonna.
No, I don't have a thing off of that.
Okay,
back to you, Neebs. You have more.
Okay, I have two more comments. These are on the Alpha Carno video again. This one's from Donnie Kitsune. Remember we fought the Alpha Carno?
Yes.
One?
That's
why I titled that.
Yeah, right.
It says, "Huh? Why didn't you just hit him from the Quetzal? You know, snipe."
Well, because that would have been boring.
So that this is almost like a conflicting comments kind of thing that you do, Dralis.
Good question.
The other
that doesn't work.
The other comment I got is from Eric Broder, says, bring decent armor and weapons and take down the Carno on the ground like real men. No flying over is cheating, or tame a Wolverine and beat the crap out of it. So yeah, this is something we do sometimes because there are easy solutions in ARK sometimes.
Right.
Like flying over something, killing it. But yeah, it takes the adventure out.
Right.
But sometimes we just want to go get something easily to progress our base.
It's the same mindset of going out on a night patrol in 7 days. Like, right. That's just silly.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, there's no reason to do it.
We can just sit in our house and be bored all night.
Exactly.
Or we can do something fun. But like the Anklo. When we tame the Anklo, like, let's do it in the field. Let's do it out in the wild. It'd be more dangerous. And then end up dying. Which actually, I don't have comments from that, but... I think Champ Wild is the one that killed the Anklo.
Really?
Yeah, because a saber tooth attacked our Quetzal, and then all of our animals started attacking, and because the Anklo wasn't tamed yet, it was taking damage from our animals.
Oh, damn it.
Damn it, Champ.
Sometimes we like to do it the easy way, sometimes we like to do it the hard way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, we're making we are trying to make something entertaining, and if you just hover over the alpha and peg it, that's not fun.
Yeah, you can't just sit there and build a...
But
bunker.
That's what we resorted to.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that thing was fast.
Yeah, no, and that's that is a fun thing. You go down there and you screw up.
Yeah, because what are you really losing? Chances are you're going to get your stuff back.
Yeah.
So really, come on.
But yeah, that thing's speed took us all by surprise.
Yeah. And I thought that was so funny. I mean, Simon was just like screaming, this was a mistake. The whole thing was so chaotic.
Yeah.
Do you have one more?
No.
Because that was it.
That was it.
Man, who's going
that's
next?
That's all you. I'll go. I want to get mine out of the way because my phone might die.
Hmm.
I got a comment from Just Jimmy that says, hey, Apsro, what happened to Hardcore Hank? That was that Battlefield 1 video I did.
You mean No HUD?
Yeah, No HUD
no
Hank.
No HUD
yeah.
Hank.
Ben, we've captured one of their troops. I order you to execute this mongrel. On my command, fire! Ha ha! Jolly good show, boys. Now teabag his body. Yes, that's right. You pound him with those nuts. Oh, for fuck's sake! Robert set himself ablaze with his own flare. Oh, good God, someone help the poor idiot. Now, you deserve to burn, you confounded doolally.
They were pretty tough to make, or at least that first one was pretty tough to make, because you have to play Battlefield without a HUD.
Yeah.
Which is really tough. And then, like, try to bring it all into a cohesive story. And also, we got busy doing something else at the time. I don't remember what, but...
It was not playing Battlefield.
It was not playing Battlefield.
It was cool, though, man.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, it was a great one.
And that's the thing. Yeah, it didn't really do that great numbers-wise. I haven't checked it recently. But, yeah, that is still a fun video.
Mm-hmm. I like that character.
Yeah. No, it was fun. Yeah, no, trust me, I enjoyed it.
It was great.
I ate a homegrown tomato last night.
Oh, yeah?
How was it?
It was delicious.
I think a lot of it... Obviously, it was delicious for the reason it's homegrown, but... some of it's probably you telling yourself that it's that much better.
No, it is night and day.
No, well, okay, see, and I think if you gave them to me though, I wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
You would
the
definitely.
Italian guy.
It's not even a question. It's not like someone that gets Coke and Pepsi mixed up. It's like they shouldn't even call what you get at the grocery store a tomato. This thing was. I could just eat this tomato and be happy.
Is the equivalent
of
like...
I need one of these tomatoes. You need to bring one of them.
Well, the problem is we have a plant in our greenhouse, and it's produced 2 tomatoes in like the last 2-3 months.
Okay.
So they're so rare that it produces one.
Well, can you get me a slice?
No. I can't share this.
It's not going to happen.
It'll be another
month.
I'll get another tomato.
Well, when you get the other tomato, I want a slice... Just one slice.
Okay.
Bring her in to me.
Let's hope we get another one. There's a bunch of green ones on it. Let's hope they turn red.
Would you say the equivalent of that tomato versus a store-bought tomato is like when your mom brought those eggs? Like having a farm-fresh egg, like right from the
Yeah, that didn't
chickens.
Do shit for me either. I've gotten
really?
Had that recently.
No,
that
I think the
like
tomato difference
goodness.
Is extreme. Because I even try buying the good tomatoes at the store. I'll buy like the fancy heirlooms.
Well, who buys the bad ones?
Well, what do you consider a bad one?
Well, I'm saying, like,
well,
that's
saying
what I'm asking
you.
Like, I'm going to go and buy some bad tomatoes
aroma
today.
Or even a vine ripened. Like, the heirloom should be, like, the tastiest, probably.
Well, you're
and
a tomato
those,
guy.
Yeah.
God, you're the
And even those aren't as good
saying.
As what came out of my greenhouse.
I like Roma.
I do, too. That's about as big as I'd want to go, unless it's in a sauce
listen,
or something.
If I might be able to share a sliver of one of these, just so you can tell. Next. What we got?
Next.
Thank goodness for that tomato.
I'm glad we made a tomato conversation.
I made
there.
It worse. I'm sorry.
This is a comment from Monarch Munchie. Says, hey guys, not sure if you've covered this question at any point in time, but would you guys consider a let's play of an RPG? Maybe Absor or Simon, not Neebs, no. Maybe like The Witcher or Skyrim. You did it for Fallout for a while. You don't need high production value, just gameplay. It will be super fun listening to you guys interact with NPCs. And I think if there were a game like Skyrim to come out that had co-op capabilities, I would love to do something like that. But yeah, it's all a matter of like what this game is. And yeah, who would play it with me?
Yeah, you want. I'd love to play a game with you.
Is there any way to do a Skyrim like a Subnautica where you have a co-voice?
Oh man, I suppose
I really
you could.
That.
Yeah, but I mean, Skyrim's so old at this point. It's like I don't want to do it for that. I mean, I know I realize it's huge, it's popular, but yeah, I just don't want to dive into Skyrim. Mm-hmm. CD Projekt Red's new game sounds pretty cool. It's called Cyberpunk. I don't know. I think it's just going to be single player, but I mean, they're the guys that made the Witcher.
Okay,
and they're working on a new big open world RPG that's called Cyberpunk. And, you know, it's like flying cars, futuristic city. It sounds awesome.
Yeah. Huh.
I mean, those guys make quality.
And
so,
it's single player?
Yeah, I believe it's just going to be single player.
Talk about going completely the other direction.
They go for landscape. Like, yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's cool. Yeah, there hasn't been a really good open world future city game that I am aware of.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe Crackdown, but I mean, it's kind of like gamey. Hmm. I don't know if that makes sense.
Because it's a game.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess there's like a cartoon style to Crackdown.
Right.
And this will have a much more realistic style, similar to the Witcher, I would imagine.
So that's something to look forward to. Did we talk about that Small Lands game yet?
Small Lands. No,
Did we talk about that in the last comments?
Nah.
I don't know. Why didn't you pull it up?
That game looks awesome.
It does look cool.
Oh, yeah. the little people.
It's like a survival game.
Yes.
But you're tiny.
Yep.
There's giant bugs and
I want to play it. And
even a creek is like a giant river.
When's it coming?
I forgot the date. I don't think.
I'm really surprised that hasn't like kind of been done like that before.
Yeah.
But that surprised us all. We're like, oh, that's an interesting take on things.
Do you mind checking to see when it?
I can look.
Want to take a little?
Take a little peeky.
And it looked good. Like the running looked good. The motion looked good.
Yeah.
We'll see when we get a chance to play it.
Sure.
But it looked awesome. They were like flying around in balloons.
Yeah.
And making little boats to get in the creek and go down the river creek.
Yeah.
The river creek.
Like finding a toy if you found like a little Hot Wheels car and use that to your advantage. Like whatever you find out there, you know?
Yeah. It'd be fun to have a big open world game like taking place in like a house.
Yeah,
but I didn't.
Like you're tiny and live in a house.
Yeah. I didn't see any modern things in it, except for the balloon.
But maybe you get there. Like I could imagine it'd be kind of neat if one of the areas you can get to, all of a sudden you're like right on the edge of a town.
Yeah,
like a real human person sized town. That'd be kind of neat because that would change the game significantly.
Oh hell yeah! I mean you've got to survive passing a road,
right?
You know, a lot of cars coming.
Yeah. All right. I just looked at it's being developed by Embu Games. There is no release date as of now. It just says coming soon.
Could be years.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, it's on Steam. But yeah, it could be another year before we see anything. But the early look at it looks really cool. It's a fun concept.
Man, there's so many games that...
I know.
It's like Red Dead. When's that coming out? Subnautica, finally.
Yep, that's out.
At least that's out.
Fun. We should do an early access game that we make and start the early access now, but there's absolutely nothing.
Yeah, for a decade.
But you can buy, you know, $30.
You know, there was a game, I don't think it's in one of my comments, but somebody had said that we should play. It's called Deceit. Okay. You heard of it?
The Seat?
Deceit.
Oh,
no,
Deceit.
I think I read that same comment where it's a game where one person has a virus and then you have to figure out...
Several people have viruses.
Oh, that sounds fascinating.
And it's like, and you're when you have a virus, you're the only one that knows that you have a virus. And there are like, for instance, in this one area here, there are blood bags around. So you're with like five people. As time goes on, if you don't drink in blood, you're going to get these tells that'll let people know that you're infected. And then they're going to kill you.
But we should play it and be completely honest with each other right off the bat.
Yeah, I have a virus.
It's me too.
That'd be a fun take, huh?
Yeah. But it looked like a fun game. It looked interesting. I checked it out. I made a note. We should check it out.
Did you really make a note?
Yeah, did. Well, that's why I'm thinking of
it right
now.
What kind of note?
The note is, hey, look into this. We
Sticky
should probably
note?
Play it. No, and
a mental note.
A text note.
On your phone?
On my computer.
An email?
Yes.
I don't see why it's important.
Oh, it's a free-to-play game as
well. Look into that more.
It's what? Free-to-play, too. Yeah. Yes, exactly. It's free-to-play. That's just so, another thing, like, okay.
Yeah, we can certainly try it.
Yeah.
Free-to-play sometimes sends up a red flag for me, though, because, yeah, what are they? They've got to be able to monetize the game somewhere.
Well, there's a DLC you could buy.
Okay.
You got to pay for medicine.
Okay, yeah, there's a werewolf pack. I'm looking at it now. There's a werewolf pack for $5.
Yeah, so there's a way to make money.
Yeah, but I'm curious if there's any, like,
pay-to-win?
Abundant amount of, yeah, either pay-to-win or microtransactions that are unfair. But, yeah, it may be one to check out for a one-off.
It'd be fun if when you're a tell on if you're becoming a werewolf, you start sniffing butts.
What are you doing, man? Nothing. You're sniffing.
Sniffing your butt.
You're one of them werewolves, aren't you?
Mm-mm, no, me, no.
Sniffing my butt, homie.
You spent $5, and now you're a werewolf.
You got me.
The monsters. Oh, here's another thing. So at a certain time when you're playing the game, the lights go out. So now you're in this big area, right? The lights go out, and that's when the people who are infected can transform into the monster that they are. They have night vision. And the people who are not infected have to run around and try to find these little battery packs to go into, or fuses to go into the area so that you can get the lights on quicker.
Oh, God. It sounds like a game that would be fun with like 20 people.
Yeah.
Like the more the merrier.
Or five. This should be something we should try to play. It was one of my notes of like games that I want to play.
We'd have
edit.
To figure out because I'd be able to see.
I was just picturing that. I was picturing a room full of friends playing together. And like when you're running around at night and you're the monster, you have to still pretend like you're vulnerable. Like, oh no, I got to run for safety.
Yeah. No, we would have to figure out a way where we can't see each other's monitors. Yeah.
That would be fun.
Which would be doable, but yeah, it just has some logistics there.
When you said the lights go out, I was picturing right away, like, then you have to pay $5 for the lights to go back on.
Yeah.
That's how they monetize
exactly.
it.
All right.
So
I had an idea.
You know what?
Sponsor time.
Yes, let's talk to our
sponsor time.
It's Dollar Shave Club, and they're awesome. And here's why. You've heard us talk about the amazing shave that Neebs and Thick get from the Dollar Shave Club razor, especially when they use it with the Dr. Carver shave butter. But don't forget, you can add even more Dollar Shave Club products to your daily routine. Dollar Shave Club makes products for your hair, face, skin, and shower, everything you need that will have you looking and feeling amazing. And it's all their own original stuff. They only use the finest premium ingredients, and they deliver it to you just like they do their razors. That means no more annoying trips to the store, wandering up and down the aisles, looking at the shelves, thinking, what the hell is this product, and what the hell do I do with it? You could use Dollar Shave Club for just about everything. They've got you covered from head to toe, and with gift memberships and e-gift cards available, makes a great present. So we want you to love Dollar Shave Club as much as we do. So we've arranged for you to try your first month of their best razor along with travel size versions of shave butter, body cleanser, and butt wipes. Yes, even butt wipes for just $5. After that, replacement cartridges ship for just a few bucks a month. It's the Dollar Shave Club starter set. You get yours for just $5 exclusively at dollarshaveclub.com/Neebs. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Neebs. Thank you, Dollar Shave Club.
Ooh.
That was a good sponsor
beautiful.
Time.
I still want razors from them.
I have razors from them.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Hook me up, Simon.
You want me to give you the hookup?
Yeah, give me the hookup.
Yeah, I'll get you the hookup.
You got some razors, man?
Yeah.
You got some razors?
Be my razor guy?
You don't hardly grow any face hair.
Me? Oh, I know. Well, I know, but it's still, I try to keep... Well,
he's got to shave it, though.
Yeah, I don't grow as much as you guys.
But I know you've got the comment, but when you were talking about like that game and having ideas for a game, I had an idea for 7 Days to Die, kind of want to hit him up with. Because, you know, the hordes and stuff progressively get harder, and you start seeing, you know, new zombies as you play longer and stuff like that. And I've watched a couple videos of people dealing with horde nights like way down the road, you know, to see how chaotic it gets and what's thrown their way. But I thought a fun thing that they could throw in there would be kind of neat, because some of them kind of look like monsters eventually, you know? Like the feral ones, like demon looking. I thought a cool one that would be fun down the road would be an entity that could just appear anywhere, even if it's in your base.
Oh God!
Like that would if be it's so easy, fucking
if it's easy
scary.
To kill. Yeah,
yeah, but like imagine turning around, it's just like right there, right. And like that'd be freaky as shit.
Or it's like almost like one of the like the angels from Doctor Who, where it only moves when you're looking at it.
Yeah, something crazy yeah. like or, that. But what would be cool is if there was just like one on a Horde Knight, and it could show up. Anywhere out yeah. of the blue.
I mean, that's like that's not a zombie though.
I know, but that's like they, a ghost. But they're yeah. not all zombies. Like the game goes the kind of the monster route, like that the behemoth.
But
that's not a
that's
human.
That's like a reanimated tissue kind
but
of.
But it's
thing.
All kind of based.
Hey,
in
I'm
a,
fine with going ghost if we're throwing out all the rules.
yeah,
that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway,
hey, listen.
I thought
speaking of Doctor Who, season 10 is on
Netflix,
Amazon.
Amazon, okay.
And I watched the first episode
Any
of
good?
Season 10. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah?
It gave me the willies a little bit.
Really? You got the willies?
Is this the one with the girl?
Not
there's
the new...
there's a new girl.
The new yeah. doctor.
Not the new... No. Oh. Not... No. Same...
Oh, okay.
This is it's probably Caribaldi's last season, I think.
Okay. This is the older guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it just now came on Amazon okay. Prime.
You got
so.
The heebie-jeebs?
Little heebie-jeebs in there, yeah.
Okay, I want to watch that because I love that the Weeping Angels episode.
Yeah, and I love a good effect of heebie-jeebs.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's as good as that episode, yeah. but there's a little heebie-jeeb going.
All right, I'll watch. I like a good heebie-jeebie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I haven't watched a Doctor Who episode in quite a long time.
This was all good segue back to your last comment.
Yeah, the last comment from Harley Brooks, who says, I need y'all's help. First, I'll let me say my husband and our two girls watch y'all's channel almost every night during supper. Well, my husband decided to watch y'all taking on the boss in ARK without me. I need y'all to show him just how disappointed I am in him on the next Commenting on Comments video.
How
Thanks
could
so
you
much.
Do such a thing?
You are awesome.
Don't
yeah.
pull us into this.
Mr. Brooks, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, you are getting pulled into this. Yeah. Okay.
Why would you do something like that?
Mr. Brooks?
Well, yeah. This was from Harley Brooks.
And she wrote, she said supper? She
yeah,
wrote that?
Yeah, they watch over supper.
It's a Southern thing, isn't it?
The thing is, I wouldn't trust him because I'm telling you right now, if Mr. Brooks... might have a little side action.
I mean, if he's doing stuff like watching our videos without you, yeah.
He might
he's
be
probably
watching it
you.
With another woman. I'm yep. sorry the daughters are there. Or he's they just... should be hearing this.
Man.
But, I mean...
You went really dark with this.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's probably an emotion. It's probably an emotional relationship. I don't think it's gone physical, but
well,
if
maybe,
you want to save your marriage...
He might just be slipping away to drop a deuce and then watching a full video
yeah.
from time to time.
While he's dropping a deuce?
Yeah, listen.
Well, he's saying he's dropping a deuce.
Next time he's in the bathroom, be sure to listen.
Yeah,
see
well,
he
might
needs.
Have earbuds in and just
oh, yeah, that's true.
Out of his mouth going...
Well, if you hear
this
poops...
This lady brought up a serious comment, and you guys are just like... Just
you
jumping
know what?
The shark with everything yeah. you say.
We talked Sometimes. About the rapture at the beginning.
Can we please address the issue? Is it okay to do that or not?
All right.
Listen.
All right.
I had the same thing kind of happen to me because I wanted to watch... What's the movie where they all dress like gentlemen and they're like James Bond?
Kingsman?
Yes.
The new Kingsman.
Yes.
Yes.
So the sequel's coming out. So like we're gonna watch this together. Didn't happen. I still haven't seen it. But was I mad?
So but your yeah. your lady yeah. watched it without you is what you're
yep.
saying.
Were you gotcha. Mad though?
No, I was not.
Are you sure? Because you said I let it go, which makes me think you had to let something go.
Yeah.
Which was probably anger.
But we'd planned to watch this together.
Right, so that's why you were angry.
And no, I wasn't angry.
You were annoyed.
I understood. She was in a situation.
What was it?
She just had to watch it.
She was with other people that were going to watch it, and it was like, do I not go? Do I go? Go.
Oh.
Did you tell her to go? Or did she go without
no,
you?
No, she then sent you found a sorry out. Text.
Oh,
like,
man, she
it's
screwed
okay.
you big time. She screwed you, man.
I don't care.
She's probably cheating on you.
Well, I don't care.
She probably is cheating on you.
In the bathroom.
I mean, don't do it all the time.
People do cheat all the time. They do.
You're going to ruin
Just
marriages.
Just saying,
Jesus Christ.
Mr. Brooks and your woman, both cheaters. I'm just saying. I'm sorry to have to tell
Likely
you.
Together.
Yeah.
Well, there, but no, yeah. It's,
you,
it's
no.
okay, Miss Brooks.
Listen,
You're
think,
fine.
I think if you watch it with the other person, if it, you know, if it's a TV show and I end up going an episode ahead, I'll just rewatch it with my lady.
Right, right. You have to have
no
an understanding with these shows
I can't do
or,
that all
or
the
movies.
Time. Some episodes just aren't good enough to watch twice.
Well, you can be doing something kind of like on the side, but you're there supporting.
I've heard stories where Dries would go so far as to fake it.
Oh, would
what?
You fake it? Did
yeah.
you fake it?
Oh, I'm no, watching this for the first time. Oh, wow, I didn't see that coming.
I don't remember ever.
Would you do that?
I've never heard stories. You've heard stories. There's a lot of stories. You watched something and you went back and had to pretend like it was. You haven't heard stories.
That's a weird story to hear.
That's a weird, boring story to hear. Why would I make something like that up?
He's so confused. I am too. I'm genuinely. He just makes shit up sometimes.
He does, like tomatoes.
Yeah, tomatoes tasting so good. That's so yummy.
That is real.
It only makes two in 3 months. This magical plant that makes the most delicious tomatoes ever.
It was just a simple Roma.
It's magic, right? Because normally
they
do more
magic. It's not really magic.
Well, we'll see.
We're just so used to crappy tomatoes.
No more tomatoes. Let's move on.
Simon.
What?
I was going to do the last comment, so I think it's your go.
My go. Yep. Is that all you're done?
Yes, yes, we're done on the.
But I already read a couple of mine, so.
Right, you're well on your way.
Adderly Hannah says, start a second channel for rough videos, behind the scenes crap, and the 24-hour stream. I like the idea of the 24-hour stream. That way, when my friends and I are in party chat, we can all watch the same crap together while we grind it out in games like 7 days. I do want to do the 24-hour
Yes, I want to do that. I was going to look into that this weekend. Nice. I don't know if you've looked into it at all.
I haven't looked into shit.
But I might look into it this weekend and see if I can get a timeline and get it rendered out.
Okay.
But yeah, we've never broadcast live on YouTube, but I want to look into what it takes, what we need to do.
Okay, I'm curious about that. Yeah.
But yeah, I can't record Subnautica until next week, so I got all weekend. My GTA video's done, so I got a little free time.
Yeah, that'd be a fun experiment.
I'm going to look into this.
Hmm. Yeah.
Wonder how long it'll be. 24 hours?
Well, maybe 24 hours. I got a lot of content.
Yeah. Or, I mean, that's the thing. We got 1,000 videos. There's so many things that we could be doing with this, and it could be changing it up, too, and see how much work it takes to it. But we could be doing the Duralius stream. We could be streaming all of Duralius and all of our animations.
Well, Duralius is on Hank and Jed. I know, but we won't get a copyright strike or anything if we try to run Duralius, would we?
No, we'd have to do the strike. We know those people.
Exactly. So. No, we're good.
What you got next, Simon?
My next comment is from Katie. Says, Neebs, you're being a pansy.
Yeah.
The weather here.
Listen, before we go into this.
I want to talk.
Okay.
I want to talk.
Let's hope I don't forget what I'm thinking.
Yes. Well, try to remember. The weather here this week reached negative 27 degrees. The snow won't go away till April here in Alaska. I'm sorry you don't like the cold. Love you guys. Go ahead. Do you remember now?
I do hate the cold.
Listen, a little about pansies.
I'll do 140 degree weather all day. And what? Some people will whine and cry about that.
That's gross.
Take Ada Hop out in the heat.
Oh, yeah. He's miserable.
I'm a hot creature.
I hate the heat. I'm like Ada.
Well, you're a pansy.
Okay. I'll accept that. But listen, pansies,
those flowers are amazing. I don't even know why they're called pansies or why the word pansy.
Yeah, how did it become derogatory?
I don't know. Because
it's like you're being called a flower. That's all.
Oh, okay.
But listen, you can leave a pansy out in the freezing weather, be the only flower that survives. That is a strong flower.
It's like the tardigrade of the flower world.
That's true. There'll be tardigrades and pansies. The only thing left, maybe a cockroach at the end of days after the rapture when everyone's naked.
Actually, yeah, pansies probably wouldn't make it, but the tardigrades will.
Yeah, well, the tardigrades definitely.
Yeah, they'll survive the apocalypse. They'll be fine.
What's the nickname of those things?
Water bears.
Water bear.
My name is not Dave 23 says, hey, Mauritius, I think that's how you pronounce it, that place that we talked about that someone said we should go and visit, is the island where dodos were from. I thought you might want might like this information because, you know, Ark and dodos.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave now. So thank you.
That's good stuff.
My name is not Dave.
And that
dodos
is
are from that island.
Fun fact as well, that is Dave 23.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
But it says my name is not
Mauritius.
Wow, that's what right? That's what someone yeah. who.
Where is it?
Mauritius Island.
But it's pronounced Mauritius, I believe.
Mauritius? Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Where is it, though?
Let's see, French Republic.
Oh, we talked about this.
Is it on the west coast of Africa?
It's off the eastern side of Madagascar.
Ah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then.
So, it's a ways away. Now, where are we good? We're still going to go, you were looking at those. Those
Canary
are...
Islands are off of Morocco.
Gotcha.
Mm.
West coast of Africa.
Yeah.
Well, believe it or not.
That'd be a closer trip.
Yeah. We are done.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. I'm done is what I meant to say.
That's what you meant to say.
Yes.
It's my comments now.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this.
Give it to me.
Okay, we'll start off. Okay, this one, I'm not going to read the comment, but it's just something I wanted to address. There was a comment on, I believe it was Human Fall Flat. These are all Human Fall Flat. This is from the second castle one. And it was from a person that was going through a hard time kind of thing and sounded way down. And man, if the community didn't just overload positivity underneath that comment. That's awesome. it was a thing of magic for sure. It was like just a bunch of love thrown on by everyone. It was pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
God, our community is awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, this is from Chase Buckets, and there was a lot of comments like this on the
Buckets
Castle
is
one.
Buckets is a great last name.
It is. Buckets is a nice last name.
Hi, Mr. Buckets.
You guys did this castle map so wrong, OML, ha-ha.
I don't even know what we missed. Did we miss something in that
map? Well, I know we missed something big in the water map, but the castle map?
I'm pretty sure this was castle-based.
I thought we did the castle all right.
No, I think I heard comments that we kind of did some weird stuff in Castle Map.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's fun about that game. There's really no right.
And that's just it. Like, we finished the level, so there's no wrong. But yeah, if we missed some stuff, that was neat. Okay, but we finished the level. And yeah, it's just how we work. Like, in the water one, you were so fucking determined to go
that route.
And it worked.
Yeah, it worked out.
But apparently,
we missed the ship crashing into the island.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that ship was pretty significant.
Yeah. We just like skipped right over it. Yeah,
I wouldn't mind doing that map again because I want to ride the ship.
And this Aiden S. says, same thing. How the hell do you guys keep finding all these secrets? I'm genuinely impressed at how much this game you guys have skipped.
Well, I went back into Power Plant. Power Plant's not out yet, but, well, actually it might be by, I don't know. Anyway.
It'll be by the time this video is out.
You can get through that map in like a minute. if you know what to do.
You know what to do, right.
Because I was going back. I need to go back and get some thumbnails and stuff. So I went back in there, and I can get to the end within like seconds.
Crazy. Yeah.
So this is a kind of same topic here in one of the two videos. Might be the water one now, but this is from, it's a little longer, but this is from, let me take a drink of sparkling water real quick. Yeah.
I'm going to keep any of that.
What flavor is that?
This one?
Oh, yeah. God. You got to keep it.
These little fancy liqueurs.
Liqueur. That tastes like shit, man.
Is that a sparkling
water?
Remember
that comment I read
about? Yeah, I was going to bring that up next.
I love that. I'll read that in a second. This one's the cherry lime.
Cherry lime sparkling water?
Yeah, let me find that comment real quick.
Well, I remember what it was. Was it from a video?
No.
What in the world are you guys talking about?
Should I just tell you what I remember?
Oh, here. It was just some, like a tweet. LaCroix tastes like if you were drinking carbonated water and someone screamed out loud the name of a specific fruit in the other room. I really
got their eyes tickled the other day.
All right, so from 0132132, they fucked up enough that they developed weird skills like making human chain ladders or crawling sideways to try to save each other. So their lack of skill at the game early on caused them to develop skills that are allowed by the physics engine, but weren't meant to be used to pass obstacles. Most gamers wouldn't even try that stuff because there's no actual gameplay advantage to saving someone hanging too low on a cliff, but they're entertainers before anything else, and that makes for good viewing. The devs foresaw stuff like individuals trying to climb up walls, but not human chain ladders or using the same physics that allow swinging on ropes and chains to crawl sideways across walls. These guys like exploring, and the game's wonky physics engine allows them to break the intended level design using skills that they developed that most people wouldn't bother with. It's pretty fun to watch. I love seeing them do ridiculous crap to save each other, even when I know that they could just fall down and move forward
faster. It just makes it fun when somebody's hanging. When somebody's hanging in detail, it's fun to try to save them.
Absolutely. Like, there was
like we're friends. It's like, I don't want my friend to die. I mean, even though, he's just going to fall down right over there.
Are you still reading it?
No, I'm done.
Okay. I don't like falling. I wish you were penalized for it.
Yeah, no, that would be...
Like, you get three falls,
like, lose
done.
A leg?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like it's lives. Yeah, no, that'd be interesting.
Like, if you lost a leg on a...
Right, yeah, I don't know how limb. That happened.
Like, having one arm would really fuck you
that'd
in that
really
game,
mess
wouldn't
you
it?
Up, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Patrick Buckley, this is probably from the water one. Is the music in the background creeping anyone else out?
Yes.
I got 28
the
likes.
The row your boat, yes.
First comment back, Burrito Boy says, yes. And then I love the last comment underneath that I saw. Shadow Knight says, not me, I like it.
Yeah, it's subjective.
You had to search a long time to find that comment.
No, I did. And then, and the final one is a conflicting comments.
You just did a conflicting comment.
I know, but that was with, these are separate comments. Oh, that was a reply.
Gotcha.
Rain Rush says, whoever did the music needs to never edit a video again. Brandon Gallagher says, best one yet. Conflicting another, comments.
Another needle in the haystack.
Yeah. No, it was right.
That
it was
music
right there.
Was awful, Drallis.
It wasn't awful.
I love your face, but man, that was awful.
We all will do awful things in each other's eyes, but we all think that what we did, you liked it.
I think it was, you could get past it. It's not a...
Yeah, I totally got past it.
And then enjoy the awesomeness of the video.
All right, well, then you need to get past it.
How'd you like the rest of the video, huh?
This is worse than that time I didn't get to see the Kingsman.
Like, if for someone to say I should never edit a video again based on placing one song, like... And the rest of the video is, you know, solid. I don't really understand that logic.
I thought your one before was better.
Yeah.
One musically?
No.
Musically,
edit-wise.
Yeah, edit and music.
I got bored
a little bit. Yeah, I got bored too. Only in the part when we were on that...
Like where we spent...
Yes, yeah, we were there too long before we got to that gondola.
Uh-huh.
It was like, my brain would just went like, oh, God, I wish we could get past this.
Well, because we already lived it.
Yeah, I know, yeah. And maybe that's what it is, because like I know we spent so long there, I don't want to be here anymore.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, no, it's all subjective, for
my
sure.
My favorite part is when Neebs is in the background with the
boat. Yeah, I love that part. Yeah. And I love the part where Absro is on the wheel, and he just comes by, and he's like, hey.
Yeah.
Those are my two favorite parts.
All right, you guys can...
There you go. Everything else was shit.
I want sound effects on the hits, like when they fall out of the sky and land.
All of them?
Yes. I want to hear that good. But that's me. Like I just like hearing.
I
stuff
just kind
like
of
that.
Went off of what we've established.
Okay. See, I didn't.
So
I don't remember.
Neebs started that. So go ahead and talk to Neebs when you.
Did I not do any body hits?
I don't remember. I didn't watch it.
I was going off of what we did already. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, whatever. Right, exactly. He's no fucking anything. Yeah. He's just immediately, you are Trump. You are.
What?
You are. You're
what
Trump.
A horrible insult.
What?
I'm 6'7", but.
No. Yeah. Okay.
Well, not as orange.
Right.
Less orange.
Now what? We should talk about other things, random things.
I was going to bring up this Adahop thing. He's been talking about how YouTube is changing.
Oh, yeah. We should talk about that.
I've been hearing some stuff.
YouTube just changed their policy where if you're a YouTube channel now, you have to, before you can even get monetized, you have to have, 4,000 hours of watch time?
Per year?
Per year. So that's in 12 months. So in 12 months, you have to get 4,000 hours of watch time. And there's another metric that it's slipping my mind right now. Let me look it up.
Wow.
So while he's looking that up, the problem is Adahop's had this channel forever. And he's been working for us now. So now he's not uploading videos. And he's just shy of his 4,000 hours.
What?
So he's going to lose his ability to be partnered or whatever.
So we ruined his life.
No, but that's fucking nuts, though, man.
Oh, yeah. And the other metric was you have to have at least 1,000 subscribers. So now in order
does he have 1,000 subscribers?
Got, of course he does. Over.
But he doesn't have 4,000 hours right now.
So you need to have a combination of all these things. And do we know this is a fact?
This is YouTube's new policy. You have to have at least 1,000 subscribers and you have to have tallied over 4,000 hours of watch time within 12 months.
So, go to Adahop's channel and watch a little bit so he can get those 4,000 hours.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he's close. He has two channels. His second channel, he said, did really
well. Now he's
really
getting
greedy. Yeah,
now he's really pushing it.
And now I feel like we've got to talk about Anthony because now we're favoring Adahop.
It's true.
So go watch Anthony CSN,
too. I'll praise Anthony all day. His videos are well-edited commentary on video games.
There you go.
It's really nice.
I'm looking at him right now. And
he'd never put row, row, row your boat in a fucking video.
Yeah, he's like shaking his lip at me.
Yeah, he would never row his boat.
I was like, yeah, he's doing like a like pretty cat face.
His eyes got big and glossy and they're trembling.
And now he's put his hand down his pants.
Yeah, he's masturbating.
Scratching his butt.
He's drinking an energy drink.
Oh, the other side.
Stop drinking energy drinks. They're bad for you.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, don't put that stuff in your body anymore.
Grow your own tomatoes, Anthony.
Yeah.
Man, they're good.
But what do you guys think of that YouTube change? Good, bad?
It probably, like in his case, in Adop's case. Like
it hurts small creators.
It certainly
but
does.
But the revenue they miss out on is not too much.
It reminds me a lot when we started YouTube.
Yeah.
You couldn't run ads until you reached a certain thing. And then they just kind of said, everybody can monetize.
Yeah, and then that's when they got in trouble because terrorists were uploading videos and monetizing it. And it was like, okay, now I got to dial it back.
Yeah. So I don't really know. I know if I were under 1,000 subs or close to it, or let's say you just hit 1,000 subs and you're just shy of 4, that's got to be a crappy feeling.
No, especially if you've been monetized all this, yeah, this long. Yeah, it does feel like, you know, it's like you're getting beat up by a parent or something like that. It's like, oh, why are you guys treating me like shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell? But, I mean, overall, I ultimately think it's going to be a good thing overall because, I mean, YouTube, I mean, like it or not, YouTube is trying to make this space a little safer for advertisers. I mean, that's YouTube's goal. YouTube wants advertising dollars. The only way they're going to get advertising dollars is making sure that this space is safer for advertisers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so now these requirements are so high because it's like, okay, to even get monetization, you have to prove that you can sustain a number of subscribers and that they enjoy your content enough to watch a lot of it. So those are the rules now.
4,000 hours. Adob, what were you averaging before you were working for us?
More than that.
Yeah. I'm just curious on what.
I don't know. My little channel, where I just put junk on it, it has 34,000 hours of watch time right now. But my main channel, where I make shorter videos and put effort into them.
So you have a junk channel?
Yep.
That the
just it's actually the channel where I put the... this was really helpful.
Sounds like, sounds like more people like the junk channel.
Well, the junk channel is also where I put the RTX...
Gotcha.
Right. Oh, so that particular video's got quite a bit of views, doesn't it?
Yeah, should upload it. That's your main...
Right, well, can you?
I really should have.
Well,
yeah.
Shit.
Take it off. Yeah, just scrap the other channel.
Just move it.
And just move it.
I'll do that.
You'll be gold. You're welcome.
We'll have to do it.
Done. He doesn't need your help anymore, guys.
We'll have to do some sort of Save Ada Hop video.
Yeah.
With some Sarah McLachlan.
Save Ada Hop. Yeah, get Sarah McLachlan. Get some puppies.
Yeah.
Isn't it McLachlan?
I like to say Laughlin.
I know you do.
I don't know. I don't know the real answer.
I like to say Shirley. I like to call her Shirley.
Yeah. Yeah. I call her Bips.
Yeah. It all works.
Sarah McBuckets.
Yeah, there you go.
I say I'm still on the YouTube thing. I really wish YouTube would figure out a way for short form content creators to be whitelisted in some form or fashion because it's really this again fucks animators.
Yeah.
And it screws over short form content creators who may not release something, you know, every day, and they might only put out something every 2 weeks.
Maybe they could make a YouTube blue.
Mm-hmm. Something. I mean, yeah, I just wish there was a way to go, this guy's been making good animations and good short-form content. We need to whitelist his channel so he can have access to monetization. But that takes a real person to look at a channel, which YouTube just, well, from what I understand, YouTube has hired 10,000 people just to curate content. Just to be sure they're scrubbing through everything going, all right, is this good? Fuck. Is this appropriate? Is this good? Because, yeah, I mean, they're getting a lot of shit from advertisers. They're like, we don't want to advertise on your platform because we don't know what the fuck we're advertising on.
Maybe, maybe that's how Adahop can get his hours. If he can get all of his videos demonetized, then those 10,000 people watch his channel.
Or maybe he should be a curator and go ahead and slip his stuff like all...
Right. Yeah. Like, hey, my channel's approved. Huh?
Oh,
we need an inside man.
Yeah. Looks like you are right now as you wear that shirt.
Yeah, I'm wearing a YouTube shirt.
You are.
We've been on the inside. We've been to YouTube's offices.
We went to YouTube, yeah.
We went down the slide.
Mm-hmm. That place is pretty nice.
Yeah.
To be able to, now going back to it, you got those 10,000 people. They should just have a policy to say, we're going to get to you eventually, but if you end up getting demonetized, we'll bring you back. Like, history should mean something. You should be able to be grandfathered into something, you know?
Agreed.
Like, I don't understand how they can look at your channel now and you go, okay, well, in the last 16 months, you've outperformed, you have a good status, you're good to go.
Right.
Here's the sticker for you.
It's just they're dealing with so much content.
I know.
Well, even with 10,000 people, it's probably not enough.
I guarantee it's
amount,
not.
I know it's with not. The amount that's uploaded
but we're
every
talking,
day.
I know, that, but I'm just talking about the channels that actually have a history,
right.
Not the channels that have nothing. That,
you're saying you wish the ones that were already whitelisted could have stayed whitelisted.
Or be proven, just like with us, we're flagged all the time for inappropriate content.
Yeah.
And it's bullshit. And then we request a review. And then usually, very soon, it's like, okay, we're good.
But also, we have a lot of old videos that are flagged as demonetized or under-monetized because it might not be right. And they can't be reviewed because they have to hit so many views in the last 30 days to be reviewed. They don't just review every one of them.
So old videos, at least, if I'm not mistaken, I think the threshold's at least 1,000 views in the past 30 days.
So if you got a video that's only hit 900 views every month, they don't even look at it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Huh. So I mean,
you know what the worst part of that the YouTube tour that we got was?
The slide?
No. That one.
The slide was great. Oh, the 360 room.
Oh, God. That thing was a piece of
slide. The slide was amazing. That's the first thing that came to mind.
It felt like an old relic that was probably pretty neat, like
It's like if you went to a house in the 70s and they had something that was really modern at the time.
Yeah, at the time, yeah, it was so
but
cool.
But they kept it.
Yeah, that was bullshit. And he wanted to bring us there. He's like, oh, we need to show you this.
Yeah, well, no, he was just like, look, I'm just going to show you the whole tour.
Yeah, but what didn't... Okay, I thought there was
he
something
He knew it was silly.
That room was underwhelming.
He knew it was lame?
Yeah, of course he did.
All right, no, no.
VR's out now.
Yeah, exactly.
I know that, but I don't think he was coming across like it was lame. I think afterwards we were like... Yeah, that was kind of mad. And he's like, yeah, you know. Yeah.
There's a big button in the middle that starts it.
And you get to pick
and it's basically a 360-degree monitor.
Which kind of wasn't. It was multiple monitors.
But he played like a video of like whitewater rafting
we
down a river.
We picked whitewater.
Oh, yeah. I was about to throw up.
Well, they had rails in there to hang on to, and the big red button was to stop it in case you started feeling.
I didn't need that.
Please, yeah, no, it was one of those things on the tour. Yeah, it was the lamest thing on the tour by far.
Would have been cool 10 years ago.
This is one of the things 10
years
I
ago
look at
been
and
been
I'm like,
maybe.
Who the fuck like said this would be a good thing to put in the office?
In this space right here.
Yeah. Water rafter thing was ridiculous. It was nothing good about it.
There was
20 years ago.
It felt like the video was more than.
It was late.
It was shit.
Well, I remember going to Disney World, I don't know, 10, 20 years ago. And you go to Canada, and Canada has the 360 theater. Where the cameras are flying through Canada.
Okay.
And I'd never seen anything like that at the time. And it was cool to be flying over the buffaloes or whatever. Yeah. And you look behind you. And then there they go.
That's great. Disney knew how to do it. This was a piece of shit.
Well, no. Now I mean, it's not impressive because there's so much more cool stuff.
Yeah, but even I could watch that now and still think it's pretty good.
All right.
Oh, speaking of VR, Vive has a new headset coming out.
I heard.
Is it wireless? Please tell me it's wireless.
What's Can we
it
get
called?
One for the office? Can we get one for the office? An expense for the office? Yes,
We don't know if it's wireless yet.
I want it wireless. Can we get
he
one?
He might like it for some dumb reason.
No. They have wireless capabilities for the Oculus, at least. We should get that.
Yeah, the HTC Vive Pro.
Oh, the Pro.
Ooh. So let me look at some specs here.
Like after you go...
ads. Jesus.
After you call it Pro, what's the next word?
Elite. Like,
Pro's pretty elite. And then what? God.
Ultimate
Elite Pro.
Diamond.
Yeah.
Black.
Yeah, you got to have that marketing word in there.
Yeah.
All right. So the resolution on this one's a little higher.
That's cool.
2880 by 1600. 90 hertz refresh rate.
I heard there was a VR porn site problem.
Problem?
One of the sites. I don't know what it was called. But
there are porn sites that you can go to now.
I guess.
Okay, because there's one that
I've
has
never
a problem.
Had much
luck.
What do
you mean you guess? You brought this up like it was a story you read.
It was God, I wish I had the deets for you.
Yeah, but the deets. But the,
I think it get people's information like got out, like credit card shit or whatever, one of those kind of.
But
things.
But we're asking about the existence of one
several
sites.
There was a
in
particular
this.
Site. This was like some, I've never seen it, but I read it. Like I know that. Some of the regular porn sites, they'll have little VR section. But this was like a specific site. That got...
The story doesn't seem relevant at all.
We're talking about VR.
I thought we were talking...
It's more like a financial thing or an identity theft thing.
Yeah, but it's relevant to the VR.
It just...
Very loosely. Loose connection.
Both things when you VR brought up, are very loosely. You're nuts.
When you brought up Tomatoes. Pansy's the flower based on his comment...
That was very tightly connected.
So was VR.
Names is a pansy.
Because of what was involved with my VR story.
I thought you were going to say people were getting STDs on this VR site or like something crazy like that.
From what?
Well, why would that be more relevant?
Now I'm interested.
Okay, that's what happened.
Then say it was not interesting.
People were getting STDs when they were on the site.
Oh, my God.
It's VR.
Yeah, honestly. How?
Astro wants to know.
Well, there's a way.
I was just trying to make you happy.
And we'll tell you right after this commercial break.
Is this really a commercial break?
No.
No,
it's not.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I was looking at this new Vive.
You're just reading away.
I know, yeah. This thing does look awesome. It is wireless.
That's
which
nice.
Is already a big plus.
Of course.
And it also has built-in headphones, which is another big plus. Because the first one that we got.
Oh, yeah. That whole setting it all up it gets really annoying.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass a little bit. This thing looks like
just it's throw it
really
on
cool.
And you're ready to go.
So, yeah. Office expense, right?
That's
five of
we
them.
We can do it. No.
Yeah, five of them.
We need five. Yeah. We can't just watch
we
someone have fun.
We can't fit five Vives in here.
No,
they're wireless.
We could definitely do one.
I'll go
one.
In the parking lot.
We could do one, yeah.
Yeah, instead of a we're doing one. Lot. I'm making it happen.
Let's do
it.
Well, you wanted to do more VR videos.
Let's do it.
I love the
don't want to. What? Huh?
Are they starting to get more games out now?
Yeah, there's more out now.
That's cool.
Of course there
are. And I want to play just Super Hot. Not just that.
It's a short game, though.
Yeah, that's...
No, there's 20... No, no, you, there are people. There's a ton
Doom,
of...
They
Doom just put
VR.
Another one. They just put another one out.
Did they?
December 6th. So
with the graphics on that, you could release two a week, I think.
No, but point being, that could be a short little series. I'd like to do several people, whoever does want to do it. It's not just me, but there are definitely other games I've been looking at for sure.
I'd watch you play Super Hot.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Well, it's a fun game. You should play it. You should.
Two of us
would. I want to watch you play
it. I have it.
No, I know, but I'm saying play it in a video. Like, if I'm doing one, I wanted to do a Super Hot with him. If you want to be in it, all three of us can do
it. I'll do all the VRs, yeah.
No. Hold on, Neebs. Well,
I'm just saying, like, all the stuff. I love all
the
VR.
I found the VR game for you, Neebs.
Yeah?
This game is called Stunt Corgi.
Stunt Corgi?
Ooh, it's a corgi?
Do you play as a corgi?
I think you set up... It looks like you set up stunt arenas for your corgi.
So you're not the corgi.
You're not the... I don't think you're the corgi.
You're the handler.
You have to set up the stunts.
You know,
you could be the corgi, talk to him.
Is it like stunts like a dog show, kind of like those competitions?
I'm just watching the video now. It looks like this guy's just setting up boxes and shit.
Because, like, that's interesting. A VR thing in that kind of arena.
And then you have to tell the corgi, this is what I want you to do at this particular thing. All right, so it's like you're building a corgi obstacle course and then running the corgi through it.
Sounds awful.
Do you control the corgi?
I don't know. No, it looks like you just tell it to go and then and see if it can complete the obstacle course.
Be interesting if you had to train it with treats and...
Oh, the corgi? See, the video now, the corgi just hopped in a cannon and got shot out. Now it's walking across a board. There's disco lights. You would love this.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Sounds pretty interesting.
That sounds fun. There's a lot of fun stuff. We should definitely get that new one. Is the new one available now? Or is it just coming out?
I don't think it's out just
yet. It's not out
yet.
And I think I saw a price on it. Wasn't it like $900?
It's got to be expensive.
Yeah, but
it's
$900 isn't for what you're getting there.
Does it come with the hand pieces too?
Yeah.
As long as it comes with the controllers for under $1,000,
it'd be nice if it came with something like Fallout.
A game.
Oh, God,
you know, like something of substance.
Oh, God, I don't want to do Fallout on VR.
No, don't worry.
I'll get sucked in. I can't even try.
I can't do it. I cannot do it.
I can't. Skyrim's going to be on VR too. I can't. I don't want to.
Not going to do it.
Well, I don't want to do
it. But Stunt Corgi all day.
Stunt Corgi, yes. That's something I can fire up in 30 minutes and just go, all right, I'm Stunt Corgi. And then I'm
great talk, guys. It's almost like...
I think it's time.
It's almost like Thick wasn't here.
Already? Yeah, Thick wasn't here.
Yeah.
Covered a lot of stuff.
A lot of things. What should we talk about next time? Should we ask the comments?
Yeah, what do they want to hear us talk about?
What do you guys want to hear us talk about next time, huh? I'll ignore it.
Tomatoes?
Tomatoes?
Hopefully I'll have another tomato by then.
That could be a show of ours. Tomato talk.
Yeah, I can tell you, this will be my third one.
Yeah, but you won't, because it's two every 3 months.
Well, you're down the road somewhere.
Yeah.
Down the road.
Can't
wait. But in the meantime, thank you guys again.
Yeah.
1.5 million subs.
Awesome. Yeah, no shit.
1,000 videos. Yep. And go by and watch Ada Hop get him up to 4,000 hours and go check out Anthony CSN.
Right.
All right.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Dang it, dang it, dang it. Dang it, dang it, dang it.